Hello, everybody. Corey Vincent here, and this is Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com, Corsair Gaming, and Ant Lion Audio. Wow, we have a great show for you lined up. This is a special show because we are getting ready to bring in the next season, which is con season, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot going on between now and the next 3 months. We have E3, San Diego Comic-Con, SAC Anime, Sacramento Wizard World, all sorts of events that VGB is going to be taking part in. So before things get too busy, we decided to have a little party at the house. We invited our friends, the Filmlosophers, to join us for the first half hour of the show. And then the second half of the show, we're joined by Jake Points, our community manager on Facebook, and the real David Webb. Also, I wanted to plug one more time our Patreon. If you guys listen to the show and you love it, you're having fun, and you want to continue to listen, we appreciate you. But doing this takes money, and doing all these conventions also costs us money and time off work away from family. So if you want to help support the show, go to patreon.com/videogamebang. All that and so much more on this week's Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
You can get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items at my job. He can play the rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody, and I am Sir Aaron Carter, and this is the Video Game Bang live on NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? I'm reacting to a very special day today, everybody. But before we get to that special day, Corsair Gaming helped put that special day together. They brought all these people together, put them in Corey's house, and said, you guys stay here and sing a song to a special person. Corsair Gaming, everybody. Come sail away with us. Then, another group of people came in, Antlion, and started passing around mod mics like pennies. Say, here, you get a mod mic. You get a mod mic because they're so special that you have to have them. Yeah. That's where I'm going with that. Exactly. Antlion, everybody. Hear the roar. I don't know what their real one is. What is it again?
Keep your headphones, add a mod mic.
And you see, that's why he's behind the ones and twos. Corey Vincent's here,
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, I just get paid to know things, push the ones and the twos.
He drinks and knows stuff. That's the two things he does, right?
I occasionally touch the threes and the fours on a day like this.
Never the fives.
We don't touch the fives. Yeah, the fives have been broken for a very long time.
Exactly.
Sevens and eights, we can go there. That's
so,
it.
On the show today, another merger, another blending of worlds. The last time we had Orange Lounge Radio here, and it was amazing.
It's been podcast takeover week.
It is.
We just keep crossing over.
And these crossovers are amazing. Look how they work in the movies. The Avengers. Beautiful. Justice League. We won't speak about it. but yeah, it works. When it works perfectly, it works perfectly. So today's show, we have Eddie and Chad from the Filmlosophers. Tuesdays at 9 o'clock.
Eddie, you want to hit us with your big catchphrase?
Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang.
Wow.
Hey,
Chad,
look at that.
What do you got?
I don't do anything.
What?
Nah, I just sit here.
Oh my gosh, you got to come up with something.
Chad's the brains of the operation. I'm just the voice.
I got one for you.
That's true. I do write the script, and sometimes he reads it before he says it. Sometimes he doesn't.
I got one for you. Hail Hydra.
That is not. Every moment of this day has been like walking into a trap.
I mean, you gotta think about how the people feel around Steve walking right into a trap. They didn't see it, right?
Well, Chad, we gotta say, Chad is a massive Captain America fan, and his world, according to Eddie, has been just rocked by this.
Yep. For those that don't know, Marvel came out with Steve Rogers, Captain America number one. What, Wednesday?
Wednesday. Yeah.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
Yeah, small spoiler alert. Just a tiny one.
Yeah, if you
only if you
have
haven't been
internet,
on the internet at all.
You've seen the memes.
Everywhere.
The memes, as my grandma would call them.
That's
memes.
Your grandmother Mexican?
Quechulo.
She is.
Okay, because that's asleep.
Mimi Lamis, yeah.
Terrible. What? Captain America, Steve Rogers, got his youth and vitality back.
Mm-hmm.
And went out there to go bust some skulls. And he did. The internet skulls.
That he did.
When he said, Hail Hydra at the end.
Yeah, the last page.
At the very last page,
after
yes.
throwing another hero out of a plane.
Who'd he throw out the plane?
Jack Flag.
Yeah, nobody cares about Jack Flag. Yeah, it's a C-lister.
Still, it's the principle of the thing. Come on.
Now, if he had thrown, like, the Falcon out, you know, ripped his wings off, tossed him out.
I was going to say, I might not have done much if he threw the Falcon out, but...
Well, according to the storyline at the time, he didn't have the wings that were actually taken away, so it could have been plausible.
See, there you go.
Well, from what I hear,
Falcon
too...
Falcon does have wings.
Chad actually... Chad got the story, like, ruined for him, like, authentically. Like, it wasn't... You didn't find out on the internet.
No, I didn't find out on the internet.
Eddie didn't break the news to you. You had the comic in hand.
You know, actually, Eddie did me a solid for once. Then afterward, he has continued to plague me with inappropriate behavior.
But for once, I
returned from my day job. I do have one of those. And Eddie asked me if I'd read the issue yet. I said, no, I downloaded it in the morning. Hadn't gotten a chance to read it before going to work. He said, don't go on the internet until you've read it. Read it first. And then go online.
So what are you thinking at
this point? That's bro love right there. That's bro love.
That's very good.
What's going through your head? Because comic books, rarely do you hear that. It's not like Game of Thrones or something.
For sure. Yeah, I looked at him. I actually, my first reaction was, are you serious? It's the first issue. What could they possibly have done?
He actually said that. He verbally.
Like, what could they possibly have done in the first issue? And he said, I'm not going to tell you. Just go read it. And don't go online until you've done it.
And my initial reactions... Where this is stupid, of course, you know.
Yeah,
and then
like the dumbest
the explanation. But when I slowly start to think about it, Marvel genius, sheer genius.
I disagree.
It brought down the. It put
it
more
brought
light.
Down the house of ideas.
It put more light. We got to think about it this way: in the history of comic books, nothing lasts forever. Deaths, sides like good and evil. They're always changing, like the seasons.
I mean, just look at last year with the incursion and the blowing up of both Marvel's universe and DC's universe.
Exactly. So you know somewhere down the line, this is just a small piece of a bigger scheme or something like that. This is something that they're setting up big time.
See, and I don't mind when, because you're right, if they physically kill a character, they've done that to Captain America before, you know he's going to come back.
Yeah.
It's shocking and interesting, and then you know they're going to do. This is a character death. And it's much, much more serious, I think, than having physically killed him at the end of the comic book Civil War series.
So you think personality-wise, character-wise, this was a this tore him down. This is that he can't recover from this.
It changes the paradigm of the character. And I think regardless of what they do with the character, because you're right, they could do probably at least half a dozen things that could prove interesting from this point forward. I think the bigger impact is in the minds of the fans themselves.
Mm-hmm.
What you've actually done to your fan base that really respect this character, which is it's a bigger problem. That goes beyond what you're putting on the page. And several of them, you probably won't have an opportunity to win them back.
Wow, really?
For
that
sure,
deep?
Absolutely.
I think this is an overreaction. This is a massive overreaction.
That seems very deep for Captain America.
Trust me, and I'm not talking for myself. I'm saying trust me, there are people who have collected these comics who will not buy another Marvel comic for a long time.
Wow.
Because of this.
Captainites out there are...
This is why it's happened before.
This is why they don't turn John Cena heel.
This is why they don't turn John Cena heel.
Yeah, this is
and what... even in jest too, he was joking about it. And he was like, you know what, I'm defecting to DC because of this, whatever.
Which would not happen. But,
yeah,
you know.
But in the event, of course, obviously he was joking. But I'm pretty sure there are people who, in seriousness, would probably be doing that exact same thing because they feel Marvel is just doing what DC tends to do with their movies.
My prediction is this is a giant, deep, massive undercover thing to bring Hydra down for good.
I just think here's the problem with that is that the story goes so ingrained as to go it jumps back and forth to the backstory, to the origin story of Captain America. So
they
I was gonna say if it wasn't for that, I would say that's plausible. But for the fact that they're going as far back as when Steve Rogers is an actual child itself, it's gonna be pretty hard to kind of come out of the mud with this.
You got to give credit. Why would a man spend decades and two different lifetimes taking down an organization countless times, saving countless amount of people, for what scheme to flip all that over? Maybe it's a thing where, because if I'm a writer, and I could be wrong about this, I would want to see the hero take down his arch nemesis once and for all. You know, So I have to come up with something so massive. And what way?
So are you thinking that Captain America's coming to an end for some reason? Or
not Captain America. I'm thinking Hydra's coming to an end.
You think Hydra's coming to an end?
I think Hydra's coming to an end.
I say like the main character is something like Hydra doesn't come to an end because 5 years from now they can just bring it back.
Some other writer is going to come. Just like there was like a Batman Endgame comic book that came out. I think it was called Endgame. I'm not sure what it was called.
The Batman.
Where him and the Joker.
In the New 52 series.
Yes, him and the Joker fight all under the caves and they both end up,
which is a great,
unquote, killing each other.
It was a great run, too. I really like
that. I read an interview with the writer, and he was like, in my opinion, during my run, that's how I killed Batman. That's it. There was no Batman after that. But, of course, this is DC. You're never going to kill Batman. New writer steps into my office.
Also, Batman has, like, 17 titles
exactly.
to his name.
Yeah. So, you know, but he was like, that's how I do it. I literally killed Batman, and, you know. So through my storyline, if you were to never read in another comic book, that's how he passed away.
Good old Ninja in chat says, yes, Cap being a double agent for Hydra is like saying Captain America was a Nazi.
Yeah, he was. He was.
Which is really difficult because there's been a lot of controversy and talk about that where people do jump to that level and they say, well, this makes him a Nazi, which completely invalidates everything he did in World War II. Technically, the comics, Hydra actually way predates the Nazi Party. So there are other things that the writers may have had in mind to give them the benefit of the doubt. But in mainstream consciousness, all that we know from the movies is Hydra equals Nazi.
Yes, very much so.
I mean, it's very clear in the movies.
Did you tell everyone what podcast these guys are from? We got so caught up in
I said the Philmlosophers. I literally said we
Chad's
got
rocking
Eddie.
The shirt. Eddie, Chad from the Philmlosophers. They are our sister podcast. You know, like a spinoff.
The
greatest hits.
Eddie was like Mork, and then Chad comes in as Mindy, and then they do their own thing. Like,
wow,
we're the Happy Days.
That odd.
I'm clearly Fonz. Aaron is Putzy.
That's clearly the wrongest thing.
Aaron is Putzy.
I don't know. I can see Corey Moore as Ron Howard's character.
I think it's Potsy, not Putzy.
who was the cook? What was the cook's name?
Arnold.
Arnold.
There you go. There's Corey.
There you go. That's Corey.
I was the cook today at the party.
There you go.
But Eddie did a lot of shows for us on VGB. He would show up.
Yeah, he's been on many episodes.
And he was kind of our movie guy. And then he's like, Corey, I want to do a movie podcast. Let me take Webb. A long time ago, like months ago.
Yeah, I was going back and forth with some ideas because me and Corey had both talked about it. And I told him it'd be great to do a podcast about movies because that's what I'm most passionate about. But it was hard to really find someone who I feel could share that type of passion with. And one of the people that actually constantly came up was Webb. I was like, you know what? Let me have Webb. Let's see if we can make something work. Because there was that one point in time where we all write, obviously, for Nerd Reactor, where we had gotten an invite by our senior editor, whomever it was, to do a quick roundtable with him talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And so I was thinking, you know, Webb has actually some really good ideas. That could work. But
I wasn't ready to part with Webb yet. He was doing too much for us at the time, so I was like, "You can't have Webb. Keep trying." And then we did.
So then they put out a Craigslist ad, and I showed up.
Yeah,
wow. that's true.
It's really as easy as that. We went to the Misconnections, or no?
No, I think you're right.
Yeah,
Misconnections. Yeah,
yeah. And
I was at the podcast bulletin board looking for someone. I caught your gaze. You saw me, and I left
and ran the other way.
We had them both over for the Deadpool episode.
Yep.
Chad showed up just kind of impromptu, did a really good job on the show. The next day, I went up to
Eddie.
It wasn't planned that way. Afterwards, I saw their chemistry, and I went up to Eddie. I said, if you're still interested in doing the podcast, I will produce it for you if you go with Chad, because they had obviously good chemistry. You guys are roommates. Like, everything seemed to work in. You're a marketing guy.
We have to put up with each other all the time.
Wait. How was he not your first choice?
I'm thinking. I'm sitting so you're telling me now I was seconds to Webb?
Here was the thing.
Hold on, Baron Zemo. What are you trying to do to these guys?
Right?
Hey.
It's like, here, watch this VHS tape of you just going back.
Years ago, I tried to start a movie podcast.
So the idea was that at the time, for those of you who don't know, Chad's in marketing. So the company that he works for, it really has him tied up in a lot of things. So at the time, you were really busy with a lot of stuff. And so it wasn't until recently, probably within the last 4 or 5 months that you've been able to kind of break a little bit more free out of that. But since then, I had actually stopped the conversation with him about it, with Corey. And so it wasn't until, like you said, we saw Deadpool, and I had recognized it too, but I was still like, you know, I don't know if Corey still wants to do something like that. It would be cool, but, you know. And then the very next day, Corey and me were talking about it, and he's like, you know what? It would work. You know, you should try it out at least, see if it goes. If it doesn't, you know what? One episode, you had fun. Cool. And we're already on episode 13. We've been going strong for 2 months now. And
yeah.
Another good thing about these guys is they hit the comic book, like, I don't know, the comic book subject, I guess.
They scratch your comic book itch.
Yeah, they definitely do that. And I love to get some of that stuff out. We on the VGB used to do that a long time ago. We had Gondo on the show. We'd talk all about the different type of comic books and stuff like that. But we don't do as much of it now because I sit with people that really don't know too much about the DC and Marvel
universe. How dare you,
sir.
That is true.
As if you read the comics. Anyone can go to Wikipedia,
hey,
get bored.
Comic historian. Gives a good
very
detailed
good variant comics on YouTube. Very good detail
from people who probably
there's another
read
one
the
called
they are
comics
dramatic
explained.
Readings of the comic itself, and he encourages you
encourages.
To go buy
yes,
the comic
what
book.
I really love about that guy. After
do
every
you,
episode
do you
or before,
follow the advice.
Some of it.
That's not the point. You see, this,
he
the
encourages
fact,
you to go buy it, but then you don't.
He
so.
Encourages you, and then he gives you the whole series through
meanwhile,
his dramatic
I'm
telling.
The schmuck who does go out and buy the issues, and now I want to return it.
No, you should never return
it. Yeah, I
want
to refund.
Collector's edition.
$4.99.
Well,
it's a
digital copy.
It's a digital copy. It's not. I want a refund.
Well, then print it and go take it back.
I'm going to bind it myself.
The other side of the coin, though, we spoke on Marvel already. Mm-hmm. DC came out with their big thing called DC Rebirth. And they were very adamant saying this is not a reboot of the series. This is not like 52.
No,
you know,
but
we're
it
not,
clearly is.
Yeah. So
like their seventh or something on record.
But when you actually go, spoiler alert, everybody, I'm giving you fair warning right now, listen to the podcast at home, spoiler alert, because we got to get this out because something major did happen that kind of shows you where the story is going to go with DC.
Are you talking about the inclusion of a group of characters?
Yes.
Oh, I know what you're talking
about. Another merger happened. So this has this DC universe, and it gives you kind of the, you know, a quick overview of everybody or whatever. And then you find out, are you looking at Wally West, Kid Flash, and he's been gone for a long period of time in their universe. He actually was stuck in the Speed Force, because that's what everybody does
what
if you're a
Flashes
speedster.
Do.
Yeah, you just always get stuck in the Speed Force. He's running around trying to warn people about some threat or something. And who other than Barry Allen is the one to pull him out of this Speed Force? I mean, it wasn't like
else?
It was going to be Green Lantern or something. Yeah. So he pulls him out of the Speed Force and he warns him of this impending, you know, threat. Tells Barry, hey, it wasn't your fault for Flashpoint, actually. Somebody else's fault. None other than the master genius himself, Ozymandias, from The Watchmen. Batman finds a little button with the blood on it in his Batcave. Like, they're putting these...
The comedian's button.
Yeah, the comedian's button.
About.
Yeah, right.
They're putting these universes together. So, I mean, basically that makes... what's the blue man? Dr. Manhattan.
Dr. Manhattan.
The most powerful person in the
DC
universe.
Now, currently.
Yeah. So, it's going to be strange to see how this all plays out. What was the motivation for Dr. Mandius? Ozymandias for doing all his stuff. And how is Dr. Manhattan going to come into a universe where he...
Can the universe accommodate a character
exactly.
like that?
Yeah.
They can. He's Superman.
Well, and then you got to remember, not including the reboots and the redoing of the origin stories that was done recently after the debut of the film itself.
Yes.
Nobody DC hasn't talked about The Watchmen since the mid 80s.
Yeah,
there's
been
no
lost
mention.
Childs, yeah.
It literally was its own little series run. It did a few comics and then after that it just kind of drifted off into oblivion. So ultimately bringing
I'm
them
sure
into
it was
the
protected by copyright law or something.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure.
So maybe the
so now something
everything
has
dropped, yeah.
Something has changed.
Statute of limitation
scenes, I'm sure.
is over. So now they can
I mean,
because
The Watchmen, it was kind of it was a social commentary, but it was also, in a way, a commentary on the comics industry. So there was a certain, you know, I don't know, standoffishness about it, maybe?
See, I love that. We don't get this enough. we don't get this enough on the.
It's very compelling.
Who was the writer for
Alan Moore?
Was it Alan Moore? Okay, same guy who did V for Vendetta.
That guy looks crazy.
And Swamp Thing.
He
does.
Insane.
He looks like he belongs in Rob Zombie's band.
Yes, yeah, that's true. Yes, he does.
I was like, that man just has too big of a beard to be a
when
comic
I, when
book
I
writer.
Saw him the first time, I was like, yeah, how does he see the pages? Like, when he's writing anything, like, he's
when he makes a mistake,
child.
Grabs his beard and...
Yeah, I'm like, this guy is... But I guess to write good stuff, you have to have the...
Be nuts.
Yeah, be nuts
Look
and have
nuts.
The beard. Yeah, you got to go to the crazy places. I think we've exercised
interestingly
that.
Enough, Rebirth was written by Geoff Johns, who is now essentially kind of the creative spearhead
for
Warner
Flash.
Brothers
yeah.
DCU.
We'll
DCCU.
See where it all goes.
DCEU.
Doesn't
even roll off the tongue like Marvel
oh,
Universe.
No. Yeah. MCU. It's
yeah.
Everything that DC ultimately will do will always be referenced as far as a knockoff of what Marvel is doing. So
now hold on, though. This Uh-oh. Is. Another interesting factoid. This is movie and comic worlds merging for a moment. Okay. Kevin Feige, who oversees the Marvel Cinematic Universe, now Geoff Johns, who's been chief creative officer for DC Comics for a number of years and is now kind of overseeing the regenesis of their cinematic universe.
Okay.
They both used to work for the Donners, who started the X-Men film franchise. So it's all connected.
Well, we'll have words about the X-Men.
You can't win
film.
Them all, right?
Yeah, we'll have the yeah. X-Men. We'll talk
and
about
Superman,
that
on
yours.
That's true. Superman 1 was done by Richard
so
Donner.
Yeah, Aaron will be on the Film Philosopher podcast this week talking yep. about the X-Men, right?
And I apologize right now to all the fans out there, VGB, that have listened to me time and time again talk about the previous X-Men movies and how much of an atrocity they have been. Because I'm going to go and break my stance of not going to see this movie, but it's for a good cause because
you're
I have
spending
to,
money with the hopes that other people won't.
Yes, okay. I am being a martyr is what I'm going to be.
I like it. I can see that.
It's a really interesting perspective.
Let me explain something to you before we go
like,
into this.
That's very interesting.
The X-Men for me as a child, I really identified with these group of people.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Which one specifically, Aaron?
Not one specifically. The
no?
whole group.
Okay.
So.
It's because he's black.
Outside, 100%. This is a group of people that were looked upon about the world as like just hated. And no
and
one
feared.
Liked them. And feared.
I mean, that's their tagline practically.
For no decent reason. Because I would always look like, okay, you have these guys with incredible powers. Hated. They do good things. They try to save people. Then you have somebody like, I don't know, Spider-Man.
Right.
Incredible powers. Saves people. Maybe one person hates him. A freaking
yeah.
editor of a...
Yeah, J. Jonah Jameson.
But everybody
I
else...
I need
that
pictures
one guy.
Of Spider-Man.
But everybody else got Spider-Man shirts on. You know, go
yeah,
Spidey.
Everybody else is
they love and they're rooting for him. What's different from this guy than this guy over here?
Nothing.
How do you know he's not a mutant too? So yeah. I was like, this it makes no sense. How does
fair.
The world love superheroes but hates this group of people? Why are they different? There's not even a really defining factor like skin color or something like that that shows them. They're not Morlocks. You know, those are just the...
Well, yeah, they're kind of the
they're kind of the, yeah,
way,
yeah,
yeah.
You can tell a Morlock from the rest of the group.
You
so,
know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
So that's kind of... But I've really... So... When I heard that they were doing a screen adaptation for the first one, I went and watched that one in theaters, and actually I did like that one. I do like the first one. The first one I thought, okay, it doesn't have to stick to,
right, I mean,
yeah.
You couldn't
yeah.
and get away with it.
But when they continued and they deviated further and further away from the origins and my upbringing, I was just like, I don't know what's going on anymore. Like, they're going for entertaining the masses, which I understand is the objective because you have to make money, over
sure.
then
yeah, if you
over
don't, then you're done.
Staying somewhat true to the source material. And then you have a movie like Iron Man that comes out and does a very good job. Iron Man 1 does a very good job of staying or being new, but staying true to the source material.
And they no doubt learned from the success and failures of the first two X-Men movies in order to pull that off.
Mm.
No doubt.
So, well, It's still not taken away from them, though.
Spider-Man was out first, too.
And Spider-Man. Yeah, yeah, Spider-Man. The first well, Spider-Man. Yeah. Yeah. So these movies, and one thing I really, really dislike when I hear from directors or writers, well, we couldn't use that storyline or something because it wouldn't work in a movie. You see that source material that you have, and you think it's good enough to become a movie, and yet you don't want to use it.
Right, the way that it was.
Yeah, makes no sense to me.
And then you got also, but you also got to remember too, who is the production company who has the X-Men, and how well has
it's
their,
Fox,
and how well has their success been with bringing something like that, who has plenty of resources to pull from, and creating a solid storyline on the big screen.
Well, what's crazy to me about Fox is you have a license for a franchise that is almost its own universe itself. With
oh, absolutely.
The X-Men.
Following the 90s and yeah. the proliferation of mutants everywhere, yeah.
It's own. A giant, it's its own thing. They got stories until forever mm-hmm. that they can draw
absolutely.
Upon.
Oh, yeah.
And they decide.
And it's never been more true than when you walk out of X-Men Apocalypse.
I'm telling you.
It's not perfect. We've already seen it.
Yeah.
It's definitely not perfect. There are definitely some issues with it. But for me, it felt like, wow, they've really seeded some elements that could bear some interesting fruit should the franchise continue.
Here's the thing for me.
Hold on. Can I ask something?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Chad and I talked about this a little bit before. So Chad, the producers over at Fox come to you.
Sure.
And they're like, okay, you saw all the movies.
And I'm like, dream come true.
And you're like, okay, we sowed.
I'll do whatever you want.
You see, we sowed some seeds for some future storylines. But if you think so, we'll lease out the rights to all the X-Men to Marvel for them to reboot the series. But it's all up to you.
I would say it's too soon to do that.
Oh, my God.
I would
God.
Say it's too soon to do
you
that.
You know Hold you'd on. Be the most hated man on the internet.
I almost had
soon.
A...
No, because here's the issue you run into.
Oh, man.
Jackman is Wolverine. If you redo that right now, then nobody's going to have it.
Then you don't do that.
Then how do you integrate the X-Men universe with the rest of the MCU
exactly
and
how,
not have
exactly
Wolverine?
The same way I thought of how to even integrate the Fantastic Four into the freaking
Okay, I
frame.
Would sell them in a heartbeat.
And you see, everybody hates the Fantastic Four
sell them
right
in a heartbeat.
Now.
It's not that they hate them. It's the fact that they can't. They haven't been offered, the fans have not been given a solid storyline, a complete picture of the Fantastic Four. So, I mean, people just have
Marvel,
given up ultimately.
Marvel does the Fantastic Four right now. They buy them right. This is Perfect World. They buy the rights back or whatever. They get them, they get sold to them or whatever. They get the rights back, and they're in a perfect spot to make a Fantastic Four movie right now. Avengers just came out, or excuse me, I keep calling it Avengers because it felt like an Avengers movie. Captain America just
Civil
came
War.
Out. Civil War came out, and they broke the team apart. You have an underground Captain America team.
Sure.
And you have Iron Man who has, you know, a sidekick that's busted
and a robot. An android, excuse
yeah,
me.
Whatever.
Synthezoid.
He really doesn't have anything. Mm-hmm. The government and society are kind of distrusting of these heroes. Nobody's really backing heroes because, one, they're not in the forefront, and two, they're not controlled in any way, right? You have the Fantastic Four. A family of scientists that literally have their base of operations in the middle of New York,
mm-hmm.
have no masks on. You know what they're about. You know what they do. They save lives. They never have any big battles that destroy half the city or anything like that. In Fantastic Four 1, they maybe knocked over a fire hydrant to cool down Dr. Doom.
And they paid the damn ticket.
And they paid that ticket, yes.
Yeah.
So you put up the family of superheroes to show that superheroes are still nice. Superheroes can still save the day, and you can trust these people
as long as they sign that document and march to the beat of their betters.
Well, who's gonna
right?
who? What character
I
is
mean,
better?
That's a paradigm.
What
in
character
that
is
now?
Better to lead that than Mr. Fantastic, who was on the side of Iron Man in the comic books?
And I think that's the route you're gonna have to take. You're pretty much gonna have to daisy foot it into
yeah.
the Fantastic
you
Four.
You sprinkle yeah. it into there,
you,
but
you make it like you make the reference in Civil War, like oh, I got to go talk to Dr. Richards about this, blah blah blah. Blah.
You have their origin. You have to have their origin right there.
See, I don't think so.
Yeah,
you
I don't
and
think
I talked
so
about this
yeah.
a couple
Hit
of weeks
me with
ago.
It. Hit me with it.
The original Ant-Man. Hank Pym, mm-hmm. as it turns out, the original Ant-Man and Wasp were active in the 60s of
yeah.
the MCU. They were a secret group, and nobody knew that they
exactly.
existed. I would actually make the Richards more contemporary with them, not like from the 60s, maybe from the 80s or 90s, and then they've gotten lost in one of those other dimensions that they frequently visit, right? And now they're back.
And part of the Civil War arc, too, is the split, because Susan goes
Well, it's too late for that.
Yeah, because that whole story arc is phenomenal in the comics.
Yeah. Because you can get into the specifics about Sue going with Captain America and Reed going with, you know, Iron Man and all that.
Black Panther takes over the Fantastic Four with his wife, Storm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, see, here's the thing. That would probably be the best way to go about it, like how Chad said. With Ant-Man, with Hank Pym and Wasp, you had them already established as heroes, just heroes who work for someone else or work for a government, work for an organization who does things on the down low.
And if there weren't many of these types of people, not everybody in their society would know about them.
Exactly.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
So if you make them relevant in the series and you make the universe aware that they are existent and you tell people, oh, well, you know what? Sue and her invisible jet can come pick me up in some other film. Or you make the reference.
Fantastic Car.
Exactly.
Invisible jet is Wonder Woman.
So we'll end it on you know it's what? Plausible, and Marvel needs to buy them back.
And the most valuable player on that roster is Doctor Doom, who has not been done correctly yet in the movies.
He would be
You would buy all of them just to get him.
Yeah, it'd be a giant win for Marvel as well.
So and not bring back the Nip-Tuck guy.
For the next pair of people, because this is, we didn't even get to talk about it. We jumped right into it with Filmosophers.
Yeah, and this I is loved like
our,
it.
This is our kickoff to summer show where we're going to have some guests rotating in. We were able to have 30 minutes here with the Filmosophers. We'll get them back for sure in the future. Aaron will be on their show this week.
Yeah, because I still got to talk to them about how to interject the X-Men back into the Marvel Universe,
that's
which
right.
you possibly
to be continued.
Where can they find the Filmosophers podcast?
You can listen to us on Facebook.com/Filmosophers and Twitter.com/Filmosophy101.
And that's on...
You can listen to us on Libsyn, Player FM,
iTunes.
Audio Boom,
iTunes,
Google Play. Just about wherever you can listen to Video Game Bang, you can listen to us.
That's about accurate.
There you go.
All right. Well, it was good having the Filmosophers. We'll kick you guys out for now.
Then
we're bringing in fan favorite, Jake, will be on the
show. That's not Jake.
Wow.
Our social media manager. We have one of those, Aaron. Did I tell you?
Is that what you've been demoted to?
Yep. Demoted. Well, I wasn't doing anything beforehand.
Exactly. So that's why you've been demoted to social media manager. It's a lower title. Trust me. It's definitely a lower title. Don't think it's
community manager. All right, thanks, Philosophers.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
You
and
guys,
of course,
thank you very much. I love talking like
this. Yeah, we're super excited about this Tuesday. So you know what, we're gonna look forward to a really lively conversation.
Oh yeah, it will be. I'm gonna bring a notepad to the movie theater.
Thank you.
I will.
Right on.
I am.
And of course, class dismissed.
Ooh,
terrible.
Ooh, light.
I like it.
All right, so we're doing some.
I don't know if we can reach that heights anymore, guys.
We're doing the truffle shuffle here. We're bringing in. The man you know, he's a staple of the Saturday show.
Jake.
David Webb, welcome.
Oh.
What's up? Not it was yet, weird not being in here.
Not yet.
I'm looking.
I started a fire.
Wow.
I was pissed.
Sorry, you started a fire and you were pissed. We got to clip that out.
Introduce me again.
What?
All right.
He's on the show three times and he's freaking diva.
Jake, you know who you are, right?
No, I don't.
Well, then you might want to figure that out. I waited this whole time because I just said it wasn't going to feel right if we didn't do this part without, of course, Webb being here. So, yes, there
Thank
it
you,
is. So let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web!
I'm glad that you went baritone on that.
I only do low.
it is official, everybody. No Man's Sky has been delayed.
Why?
Maybe they're adding multiplayer.
That news is
right.
They're probably like, all right, fine, damn.
That news is shocking to me. I did not expect that news coming in at all.
It was supposed to be out next month, mind you. So we were supposed to get that like now, basically.
Did you see the picture from GameStop?
No, what happened?
GameStop employee had taken a picture and posted it on Reddit of the promotional items that were brought in, and it said No Man's Sky June 24th, and then they were sent with instructions and stickers that said coming soon, and they were instructed to put the posters up and then put coming soon
over
across
it.
The date.
Yeah, we used to have to do that back at the stop.
That's
I remember
good marketing.
That.
Yeah.
Just call it the stop.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It sounds cooler.
Because you shouldn't go inside. You should
you
stop
just,
before
stop,
you
stop.
Hit the door.
Stop and drop.
Exactly.
Unless you really want to get $1.50 for an Xbox 360.
If you got to. The developers had something to say, of course. It said, publisher Sony confirmed tonight that Kotaku reported earlier this week that No Man's Sky has been delayed out of June. and August 9th is its new date. Sony went on to say, as we approach our final deadlines, we realize that some key moments needed extra polish to bring up to our standards. That's what Sean Murray said. You know Sean Murray.
Sean Murray.
He's a fan of the show.
We've seen the man grow from pasty little nervous Brit guy to
head
like
down all the time
to big shot. You know, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want in my game. We're not going to give you multiplayer. And then now he's like, sorry, guys, it'll be out in another month or two.
He also wrote
multiplayer.
He wrote on the PlayStation blog, I have had to make the tough decision.
You gotta do a British accent.
I'm not doing
it. Come on, Aaron. Do it.
I've had to make the tough decision.
that the game needed to be delayed
for a few weeks.
Needed to be delayed.
So we can deliver something special.
Throw in there a blimey.
That's definitely
we're giving you multiplayer.
Something special. What is that? Yeah, is it multiplayer? Did they hear the podcast?
I would not be surprised if it was multiplayer.
If it was multiplayer.
It's Disney. They're throwing in Disney,
yeah. You know how many people would buy this game day one if they said, you know what? Multiplayer, guys.
Here, Charlie Manson kind of brought up a good point. Isn't the whole game multiplayer? Yes, but we're referring to we should clarify co-op.
Yeah, Charlie Manson, that's like saying me and you live in the same spot. We don't, or in the same house.
Is it multiplayer?
If you consider Earth our home, we live in the same home.
You coexist.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is.
You bloody wanker.
Yeah, Calyx, yeah, online, yet not real multiplayer.
Yeah, no, some online stuff, but I don't know.
Where's Bezzer Boy? Though. I need him to tell us how our accent is.
I hope he's just awake. I played a little Overwatch with him today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Yeah, that guy he holds his own.
I don't want to talk about it.
We're just waiting on the other point to get
You know what grinds my gears is all this damn Overwatch in my porns. I hate it. All I see is Overwatch porn in my porns. It needs to stop. You guys need to stop. It's gross, disgusting.
It's true.
For somebody that's watching porn,
I had research. I was doing research.
On
Overwatch.
Yeah.
I just tapped in Overwatch.
On yourself?
I don't know what happened.
Human anatomy? Yeah, that's what you've been researching. Gross.
It needs to stop.
But yeah, August 9th, everybody. You're going to get your No Man's Sky. I mean, it's what? An extra month? 2 months? June,
not
July,
even.
August?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, 2 months.
I don't know months.
You got your months.
June, July, August. Yeah.
I'm sure Overwatch is very sad that they're ruining your porn experience.
They are. They should be.
Why? You don't get down with the Overwatch porn?
Nope.
Some hot girls there, man.
Don't really. He's like, the cavalry's here.
There's not enough Winston porn for him.
Is that what it is?
There's too much lens flare off the shiny buttocks.
Wow. I watched a thing that said 107 facts about Overwatch today.
Really?
I was going to incorporate that into the show, but 107 things are way too many things to go over.
You do a speed round.
One of the things that was interesting is Black Widow.
Yep.
Her ult used to make her butt grow bigger in the beta.
And they cut that out.
And they cut it out. Yeah.
In the beta.
You're making that up.
I remember that.
Yeah. Well, how can you see it?
They didn't put it in.
Yeah, you think it's all in first person. Did my butt just get bigger?
The center of gravity. The aiming would be off.
Another smash hit, Minecraft is getting PvP battle mode.
Didn't they already have that?
Now, see, this is the thing. You have, and we're going to this lightly, you have your PC community. And you have your console community.
Us.
You know? In PC, it's very open world. You can do a lot of different things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So they've had, quote-unquote, PvP in there, but not a Mojang or a, you know, sanctioned, we made this mode in the game.
Right.
You know?
Not a emoji verified.
Exactly. Not emoji. It's Mojang.
Mojang.
There you go.
Moji.
So PC does that a lot with games. They're like, oh, this game needs multiplayer.
It's called modding.
Exactly. It's called modificationing. What's the game with that just came out? Just Cause. I think in Just Cause 1 or maybe Just Cause 2, PC mode added a multiplayer to it. Wasn't even in the game. The developers saw it. We got to throw it in there. So in the next one, I believe they put in multiplayer finally. You know? So Mojang probably said, you know, they're all doing multiplayer. Me and Corey, we were on a server playing some multiplayer
When they had like those special game modes for Arena.
Yeah, exactly. So now they're going to throw this PvP battle mode into Minecraft. It says the folks behind Minecraft are adding a set of new mini-games, starting with a competitive multiplayer mode that will release on consoles in June.
Yeah, welcome to the welcome to the new age.
The initial update will be free for players on consoles in June. And Microsoft says that along with 4J and Mojang, we'll be supporting it with paid maps in months to come.
Paid?
Paid maps.
Oh, wow. Way to go, consoles.
That is where it goes.
Way to go, you potato squad. Wow. Spend that money, you spuds.
Enjoy that, you fucking casuals.
Yeah.
First of all, how much PC gaming do you do?
I'm just trolling, man.
Yeah, you clearly are.
It did feel good to have someone on my side for once, though.
Yeah, but it was Jake.
Yeah.
I'll take it. It's blood.
The only way
from State Farm?
Jake from State Farm.
The only way it could be any worse is if it was Derek.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that on your side.
Let's see. BR King says, modificationing. I think Just Cause 2 has modded multiplayer. Yep, we did discuss that. BR King says, console babies. Night O Trees says, paid maps in Minecraft.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you got to think about it. This is a different market they're shooting towards. The first thing they put out was the skins, right? And they charged you for those.
Peasants.
People ate it up. People ate it up. They Peasants. Bought all those skins. They just released what, that Mario whole skin pack?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people will eat that stuff up. And, I mean,
these are
like
your
it.
People.
Microtransactions.
They're all my people. PC, consoles, they're all my people. But I know when to choose my battles and where to fight to win the overall gaming war.
Like in Overwatch.
Exactly. It's exactly like in
Overwatch. I had the best moment in Overwatch. I was playing with a bunch of strangers because that's what I play with.
That's true.
And honestly, they're a lot better than you guys, so that's fine.
How would
fine.
You know? How would you know?
I've heard stories.
Yeah. It's bullshit. Continue.
And I pulled this boss-ass move with Reaper. I used his right trigger or right bumper move to go into the zone in overtime. Used his ult and did a full team wipe at that point. And they got to check their algorithms because that game of the that play of the game shit needs to get together.
The play of the game, I think, is just whoever locks up a whole bunch of points in a small amount of time. That's what it seems like.
I did a full team wipe in overtime to clinch the win. People in the game, like, no one was talking to each other. You know, that's just kind of how it is. No one was typing.
Sad.
And everyone started typing, like, you're a fucking god. Be my leader. You're a king.
And it will never be seen by
I'm calling bullshit.
Because Kennedy just typed in and nobody saw Corey.
These guys saw it. They're like, you are our leader. You're the best person to ever play the game.
When he said he was god, that's when
they started comparing me to Michael Jordan.
See, you went too far. You almost had it. And then you just went one step too far.
Okay. Yeah. And then they did the like play of the game. And once it popped up that it wasn't that play, everybody on my team was typing, robbed, what the fuck? And I was just, that was my best moment of the damn game. I'll never have a better one.
If you guys see that, type in and let us know. Hopefully you got a screen cap of it or something. But until then, it's all
you gotta believe
fantasy.
It's hearsay, but whatever.
It's definitely hearsay. 100% hearsay.
It happened.
Let's move right on along. Nintendo's next handheld is codenamed MH. That's it.
So what is this?
It's their next handheld.
Nintendo?
Nintendo's next handheld.
So they have the NX and the MH.
And the MH. So let's start the speculations. It's likely to be shown at the Tokyo Game Show in September. Before we get some official details on the NX console from Nintendo, but we may just be hearing about the console at this point. There's a new handheld, plan, and it's got a code name, MH. Like M as in Mario. And H as in
handheld
Honky Kong. I don't know.
Honky Kong.
Mario Honky.
So they used to call me in high school.
Yeah. It's quite unclear what the MH actually is beyond a handheld device. A report at Yahoo Japan.
Oh, they're always on top of it.
Exactly. Translated, mind you. This was translated, so it could be a little rough because it was using Bing translation. Refers to it as the next generation portable gaming machine, but doesn't confirm whether it's a 3DS successor or the controller for the NX, or a brand new mobile device that Nintendo is rolling out.
Let's just be surprised for once in our fucking lives.
It's the internet. You can't be surprised. Internet.
You can't be.
You cannot
Everything
be surprised.
Has a code name. They got people scanning domain registrations. That's how we
patent
knew.
Registrations
patent
as well.
Registrations, domain registrations. That's how we knew that the Fallout was going to new Fallout 4 was going to take place in Boston years ago.
Yeah.
Boston.
And they tried their best to cover it all up. Like, Bethesda...
They did the best job you can imagine in today's rate. Because when that announcement came out, it was still like, we knew it was coming, but they kept enough of the details secret and the launch date being so close that it blew us away.
Yes.
That's what we need more of with Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, no, that's going to get leaked everywhere. It's already leaked. The map has been leaked. The gameplay, you're going to play as...
Three
people or something like that.
And one of them is your multiplayer character.
Yes. That's exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, more people are leaving.
So Philosopher's taking off. See you guys.
MH, so Mario Handheld, that makes sense. Yeah, that was probably the best name for it.
Do we think that they need to come out with another handheld? Do we think that Nintendo
They need to, but I think they will only because it's Nintendo. They own the handheld space. Who's coming close?
Nobody's coming close, but do we think that the handheld is still going to be relevant in the future?
Yeah.
Nintendo's even moving into mobile apps.
As long as people are making babies, there's going to be people that need handhelds.
There will be a market for it, but I think it's peaked.
I don't think
it'll ever be as big as it was before.
We'll see.
Mobiles, you have your phone already, and that's with you all the time. Yeah, but little kids don't have phones. Oh, are you kidding
me? Yeah,
they do. The age of phone users is getting younger and younger.
Very
true. How old is your baby?
He's a 2.5 months. He has a tablet.
Can probably use that tablet better than me.
He has a tablet. You guys went out and bought him a tablet.
No, we had an old tablet we weren't using.
Yeah. I have like IT specialists from my job who are like, yeah, my fucking kid locked me out of the tablet, dude.
You got tired of me changing the password. Yeah.
So this is my password.
I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, it's a brick.
As long as Nintendo comes out with some type of gimmick and some type of Mario launch title, they'll make it.
I think
the Nintendo
fanboys are going to buy it.
But yeah.
I don't
think
it's
going to
be as massively.
And then you got those.
It's going to be the Joey Ferrises of the world.
If it has one of those things where the screen projects up like Iron Man's did, his phone does.
I'll buy it.
Then yeah. You're going to buy it. You're going to freaking buy it and love it. And it's
what are the chances of that?
50-50. Really? Moving right along. Xbox One VR, all but confirmed by Microsoft right now.
All but confirmed.
Oh, so the one.
Everybody
like,
on the planet
that
confirmed
we need.
That Microsoft is making this, except Microsoft.
They're like,
I don't know, guys.
Bullshit. We ain't doing it. don't look over here.
Remember we talk about how the EA, not the EA, the internet just searches for every little nook and cranny. This is probably one
they
of
those. They want to know your secrets.
The ESA recently added the ability to search E3's 2016 official website for categories. Xbox One virtual reality, and it appears as though multiple companies have registered under the said category, including Maxim Games, Rebellion, Readily Information, and 3D Rudder. Companies I've never even heard of. But
Maxim, I'm thinking Maxis?
No, Maximum Games.
Who made The Sims?
I have no idea.
That was Maxis.
Maxis, okay.
Well, here you go. It says you may be familiar with a couple of these companies. Maximum Games is the maker of Farm Simulator.
Wow. Hot title. For you, Joey. Hot title.
And the WRC series, whatever that is.
That is rally racing.
Is it?
I believe so. World Rally Champion or something like that. World Rally Cup.
We'll go with it.
They made a Subaru after it. Is the Subaru... Impreza, WRC.
Nobody cares about that.
He's right. World Rally Championship.
Well, there you go. See? So you know who Maximum Games are.
He finally had his moment to shine.
Yeah.
What was his name?
And that's it. I'm out.
Jake's like, and that's it,
everybody. In the longest yard?
In the longest yard, what?
The guy who's like, finally, it's my time to shine. That was Jake.
Oh, yeah, that one guy.
Shouldn't eat all that popcorn.
And then you know Rebellion Games because they're the guys that did Sniper Elite series.
Oh, yeah. Of course, we all know that.
So those two are the one of the fives that have registered under the Xbox One virtual reality title for E3 2016.
So that definitely confirms that they're going to have to make a stronger
box. You know what?
Because the current Xbox One can barely run the games I have now without chugging. So they're going to need to make a more powerful box to get it ready for Oculus. Same thing why PS4 is making that new system. It'll be much better for its, what's its VR thing called?
Sony VR.
Yeah, I think it's Sony VR.
Oh,
PlayStation VR.
Morpheus is still in my head.
They don't call it Morpheus anymore?
Yeah, they changed it. It's just Sony VR.
So, I mean, if we get the Sniper games, if they just port their games, I guess, from over, you get a racing game.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe it has something to do with Forza. Maybe they're going to incorporate a VR
mode for Forza.
Yeah, and then the Sniper Elite series actually had a pretty good zombie map that was pretty good.
Why do you think that they're going VR and not putting all their chips behind HoloLens?
I think they want to push... I think, if anything, if this is true, because we don't know.
Right, we don't know, because Microsoft didn't confirm.
Yeah, they haven't confirmed.
Everybody else did.
If this is true, I think they probably want to go on two fronts. We'll go business side for the HoloLens.
Right.
And then we'll go gaming side for VR. Go ahead, Jake.
It makes perfect sense to make VR for automotive racing, because you're not moving around anywhere. You're just sitting basically in a cockpit. So I think...
In a what?
In a car, a cockpit.
No, that's what I'm saying.
He's like, well, do I have to explain to you what a cockpit is?
Really?
It's a pit of a cock.
No, but you're sitting in a car in a chair, and VR works perfectly for it, because all you're doing is just moving your head.
Yeah, but what if you don't like racing inside the car? What if I like to hover above it, my camera outside the car?
Okay, if you're playing Forza, you want racing simulator, so you're not doing that shit. If you're doing the third person view, you're casual. A fucking casual, okay?
Wow. Wow.
The racing casual simulator.
Racing driver.
Wow. So if I'm playing Burnout, what am I?
You're a fucking casual.
Whoa.
Racing in a different subgenre, you know, racing, you're racing casual. Because like Forza, they put time into their cars. You can actually see the Italian hand stitch.
Who do I care about that for?
Because like, you don't. It's like, but if you're a petrol head like I, then you do care.
Okay,
it's like you're sitting in a Ferrari.
Definitely, you made the case. Yes,
it's like a UFC game compared to Street Fighter.
There you go.
One is a fighting simulator type game.
And
Street Fighter is arcade.
I would say it's reverse, definitely. But whatever, you know.
Well, yeah, because Shadokens are real.
Oh yeah,
it happens all the time.
Deal with them every day.
Straight fight in high school.
Deal with them every day. You're taking Muay Thai just to do the Tiger uppercut, right?
That's the only reason I do it.
Only reason.
The only reason.
The Muay Thai.
I'm going to the Sagat School of Muay Thai.
Yeah, and he's there every day with that one eye staring at you. But we'll see. When E3 comes up, we will definitely be there to tell you if the virtual reality is a real thing for Microsoft, or you'll just look it on the internet the day before and find out that it was there the whole time. Did you forget about Ghost Recon Wildlands? Because it still exists, everybody.
I completely forgot about it.
It still did.
I forgot about it, but I felt really bad that I forgot about it, because I was really excited for it.
They just put up their Twitter, I guess. You know, just like, hey guys, We're still here, yeah.
We're working on it. It's not out yet.
And they released another trailer as well, which actually looks very, very good. They go through like a kind of a narration thing where they tell you all that they are. Like, oh, we're observers. We're do this, we're this, we're this. And then at the end, they're like, we're ghosts. We don't exist. Better, it's like, it's pretty dope.
Better than Infinite?
What Infinite?
Call of Duty Infinite?
Oh, yeah. Hands down, way better than that trailer.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm pretty excited for that game. I can't wait to play it.
Why?
Just being jerks.
Yeah, you definitely were. Because
I was waiting for you guys. Out! Get out!
Yeah, no, Ghost Recon Wildlands, revealed last year at E3, of course, has become a distant memory for a lot of people. But if you go into Twitter, like people sometimes do, I don't know if this is a new thing, right?
The Twitter kids?
Is Twitter a new thing?
Yeah. It's
a new
thing.
The kids and the internets and,
The Twitter sphere.
You'll go and find that they have actually put up their Twitter page for the Ghost Recon's Wildlands. But if you go and look at their trailer that they posted up there as well, you'll probably fall in love with it all over again. They have, of course, their prices out with the standard edition, $59.99. And if you want to get the, you know, the upper deluxe edition, that's $69.99, which includes a digital deluxe pack of rifles, motorbikes, three emblems for whatever the hell that's going to be.
Ooh, emblems?
Weapon camo, and character customization items, and an XP boost.
Sweet.
So that's what that one is. For a whopping $100, you get the gold edition, which gets you all that other previous stuff, and it looks like epic weapons as well.
So not just weapons. Epic
weapons. Then,
it's a rocket launcher.
Of course, because they got to make their money, $119.99. will get you, oh no, excuse me, the $159.99 will get you the gold pack, which includes the addition of your choice of the Santa Muerte figurine and collectible posters by Ken Taylor. That's not ringing your bell?
I'm hard.
I mean, Ken Taylor hard alone, everybody.
I thought you were spent.
No, I'm going to spend all my money on this game now. I need
$159.99? No. You're not getting the gold edition?
No.
It's a figurine, Corey.
I don't even give a shit.
Figurine.
I'm a man. I'm an adult man, Aaron.
It has action grip and epic, all that stuff.
Epic legendary gear.
Here's a real question. What platform are you
getting? Oh, there it is.
Listen, guys, let's end the debate right here. We can make peace. I'm not being converted to the PS4.
Well, here's the problem.
Reason A, I don't like the controller.
Wow.
Reason B, I don't play in my living room anymore. I play games in the studio.
Stream it.
Bring the console back in here.
Then you lose all the resolution.
Bring the console back in here.
He just ended there right there.
It's in there. So if I bring it in here, and if I decide to stream, that's too much stress on the Wi-Fi. I won't be able to stream it anyways. And thirdly, I can't buy the game twice. I made my decision.
Yeah,
I have to stick with it.
Stick with the guns.
You know what it is? It's like being in a Ferrari club.
No, it's not.
I'm running a Ferrari down here, and I'm playing this game, you know, 120 frames per second, just killing it on ultra graphics and having the time of my life. And then you guys are playing on a potato. And
but we're playing with each other.
Corey.
Yeah, so fine. You guys can have it.
How are we going to win?
But I still have it.
Corey. Take it from a guy that's actually driven a Ferrari. It's nothing like a Ferrari.
There it is.
I've driven
nothing
a
like a Ferrari.
I have photographic proof that I've driven a Ferrari.
He's like,
I got video.
I got me in the Ferrari
driving it.
Pixar GTFO.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, he's like, is that a car?
Yep.
GTFO.
GTFO. Yeah, the new Pontiac GTFO.
No, it was new. It was a newer one. it was the F430.
Wow.
It's you know, it's a heavy cross to bear, you know, but still I'm in a Ferrari.
Here's the thing, and it's I want all PC players. I play on both systems.
Listen up, Dell employees.
I play on both systems, and I really wish that they can be merged into one giant community. That's what I really do. But for right now, with the convenience of a console again, I'm like, where's the benefit for me for the PC?
There is none.
At the bare minimum, I can see better graphics.
The PC is more convenient for me. I don't have a problem. I don't have this huge handicap when it comes to technology.
Not everybody is sponsored.
Well,
by
yeah, I was gonna say, you know, is it easy for you because you got it handed it to you?
Webb built a machine that is plenty more strong than a PS4
again,
or an Xbox.
Again, he built it, not you. So that's a little bit more convenient for you.
And then here's the
other
thing.
I did
supervise.
He bought it. We built it.
Here's
the idea being that I was going to learn how to build it, but Corey just wanted to get it done.
I wanted to get it out of my fucking house.
I love FIFA a ton, right? And I didn't have a console, but FIFA 15 was out last year. And I was like, I got to get this game. I want to play FIFA. I haven't played FIFA in so long. I got to play this game. So I was like, you know what? I do have a decent PC. I'm going to go ahead and buy it on the PC. So with all the fears going in, is it going to work?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to look good? Will it chug? You know, all this stuff going in. So I go in, I buy it anyway, and I start to play. I'm like, oh, it's downloading. The menus, they're working perfectly. Like, everything's going through. Yeah. I get to the game. And it's the slowest chug type of deal. And I'm like, did I just waste $60 on this crap?
Lag City.
Right? I go into the settings. I have to drop everything down.
Right.
I have to drop its draws down. Everything. Exactly. It wasn't a nice look, Webb.
What game was this?
FIFA.
FIFA.
On
15.
Your,
on my computer.
On your PC.
Yes.
Which doesn't have a graphics card.
Didn't matter. I got a graphics card after that.
Was
still.
It because it was all dusty?
No. That graphics card you have in there is not a graphics card.
It was a graphics card, nonetheless.
That thing is.
But here's the thing. Here's my point, though.
The copper and the tracing is worth more than that card.
Here's my point, though. With the PlayStation 4, I bought FIFA 16. No, excuse me. I was gifted FIFA 16.
Okay,
did it work?
16,
did it work?
And I threw it right in there.
Did it work?
Not a chug.
Did it lag?
Not a lag.
Oh, my God. See, did it glitch?
This is dumb.
Did it glitch? Not a glitch.
Oh, my God.
This
just
is
like
completely
that.
Ridiculous. This is like saying, let's say your Xbox 360 was unlocked. You know, you play any game on it, and then you try and load up Overwatch, and it doesn't work, and now you're bitching about it. Because your computer is not good yet.
No.
You are one good graphics card away from being able to play FIFA.
I didn't go to a store and purchase a computer for it not to be good.
You didn't consult really anybody who knows what they're
talking
about
on
that PC.
PC does what I needed to do. When I looked for it, I needed to edit high-res videos, high-definition videos.
In my experience, you can't just upgrade the card, too. You got to upgrade the memory and the RAM.
No, I'm familiar with his computer specs now. That graphics card is
now. It didn't help him then.
He showed me
And overall, one day we will all be one giant, you know, gaming entity. But until then, until, you know, the stubborn sides don't open up their servers like Microsoft and Sony, then we're just going to be kind of separate. We need to break down those walls. Bring down the Berlin Wall. Take it down.
Mr. Chekhov?
Exactly.
Bring down that wall. Is that right?
What'd you call him, Chekhov?
Is that right?
What the hell?
No, that's very wrong.
Thanks for listening, everybody. The film Lossifers, thank you guys again for being on and scratching that comic book itch that I had for 30 Gross. Minutes. It is, definitely. Jake, thank you for coming on and not
Jake,
being
our social
so,
media manager.
So
right
drunk that you couldn't even be coherent.
And you need to stop hammering into my work, all right? I don't appreciate
if
that
if you guys
shit.
Go to our Facebook, wow. facebook.com/videogamebangbang, and you enjoy the funny memes, the dank memes.
Dank memes.
Those are all Jake. They come from his phone. He steals them from various websites.
Wow. I already been caught. Someone else stole it. I said, you're more than welcome to. It won't be the first time.
So if you're not here, you need to be at twitch.tv/videogame_bang to watch the live show because we're going in overtime. Thank you, the real David Webb, Corey Vincent, Jake. I'm sorry, Aaron Carter. Saying see you later.
The overtime will be posted on the Patreon as well.
Yes.
That's the thing we're doing because we need to save space on the Libsyn. So if you want to hear more from the show, either watch it live or check us out on Patreon.
You just got banged. Where's...